Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WPOI, St. Petersburg, Clearwater.
Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Here's Holly with what's hot in Hollywood.
All right, let's talk plastic surgery. I don't even know if that's considered plastic surgery. Is it liposuction? No. What is it?
Cosmetic surgery.
Cosmetic surgery. Yeah. Okay, there we go. Let's talk cosmetic surgery. Cardi B is owning up to lipo. Now, she denied any kind of surgery or anything like that for months. But she actually told a crowd that she was performing in front of on Sunday that she did get it. And a few songs into the set, she's all, you know, doing her dances and she's in this sparkly red jumpsuit. She said, I have some news for y'all. I should have canceled today. I shouldn't be performing because moving too much is going to bleep up my lipo.
Oh, wow.
Then she said, but B, I'm still going to get my bleeping money back. Let's go.
It's all about that money.
It really is. I just feel like, whoo, I don't know if I'd be out there huffing it after I had a cosmetic procedure like that. But
no, I wouldn't be huffing it. I'd be sitting in a chair because she probably spent a good money on it. And so I would be sitting in a chair. I'd be like, listen, you're going to get Bodak yellow with me sitting in this yellow chair. And that's about it.
So true. All right. So Cardi B, by the way, was one of the many celebrities that walked the red carpet at the Met Gala last night. And this is like a major fashion event. So designers come in and craft these creative designs for celebrities to wear. And Miguel, what was the theme? Camp?
It was camp, notes on fashion. And so, because I was having this talk with my roommates last night, because of course, what do four gay men sit around and talk about on a Monday night was the Met Gala and what was happening. And so we kept seeing the word camp come up, and then we were debating what exactly does camp mean when it comes to fashion. And it's sort of just like over the top. Like think about Lady Gaga's meat dress from what, almost 10 years ago.
Okay. Yes.
That is considered very campy, very out there. And so that was the theme of the outfits for the Met Gala last night.
Was it actually like camping? Because Cardi B's outfit kind of looked like a comforter. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but it looks like she got a comforter on.
It looks, because she was in this like red, velvety,
pillowy looking dress.
But then like the tail end of it, you could fit about a family of four on the back of it.
It's because it looked like a bed.
It does. We have a gallery up now, don't we?
Yes.
On the Hot 101.5 Insta, so you can see some of the outfits. But it does look like Cardi B was carrying around a camper on her backside.
That's what I'm saying. And then it looked like Lady Gaga, who started with this gigantic ballooning dress, kept getting down and down and down, like they took off layer after layer. Kind of like you wear layers when you're camping. I mean, I think we really need to look into this.
I mean, but then, I can't remember what his name is, and please forgive me, but he was in American Horror Story this past year as one of the witches, and he's been in a lot of Ryan Murphy shows, and he's African-American. But he came in, like, on a throne. Like, he had, like, four men in gold dressed up.
Oh.
And he came in with the mask on. I mean,
it's glamping.
I tell you. You're, like, determined to make this happen.
I'm making the thing.
Yes. The Met Gala, sometimes, I'm like, this is too much. But I was living for looking at all these pictures last night.
Yeah, you should definitely check them out on the Hot 101.5 Instagram. And speaking of the gala last night, Tiffany Haddish was there. And she was talking about what she had packed as a snack in her purse.
Last year I came, it was not enough food. You feel me? And I was hungry. And when I'm hungry, my attitude's not good. So I said, I'm going to be prepared this year. So I brought chicken. No, I didn't go to KFC. We don't worry about it. See, Tiffany know how to cook. Hello. I don't know if you know this, but I got my own seasoning sauce.
Yeah, so Tiffany had to pack some chicken she brought. Like, why is that the best thing?
This is why I love Tiffany Haddish, because I love Cardi B, and Cardi B keeps it real, but then, you know, she still has a career, so she's just like, I did not have liposuction.
Yeah, I feel like she's also like 26, and I feel like she's, you know, still trying to be, she's still kind of relatively new at the celebrity game, but Tiffany Haddish, I feel like, gives zero bleeps.
She's like, listen, I literally had some chicken tenders wrapped up in some napkins in my purse.
She did.
That is amazing.
I feel like I would do the same thing.
Oh, yes.
Want to give you a real quick little teaser clip of the new Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran, they're just days away from their new music because remember, they've been, you know, calling each other out on the, each other's social medias. And so this is what Justin Bieber posted on his.
We at a party we don't want to be at. Oh.
Do you think that might be a new summer bop?
It's hard to tell because I need to hear the full back, the beat, the full sound of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. So, I mean, you know it's going to be real
be bad.
Good.
Yeah.
Right? So, anyway, we look forward to that in just a few days. That's what's hot in Hollywood with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
It is 7:04. And don't forget, $1,000 up for grabs that happens at 8 a.m. Scotty the Body. Yep. He had a run-in with the law last week.
Oh.
And this is while we were in Vegas.
Yes.
Now he feels like he was in the right, and he wants to actually fight the system. Mm. If he's going to end up, is he going to end up being another Tampa Bay train wreck? We got to find out exactly how he violated the law and how he plans on fighting back, and we'll do it in two songs.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.